You know, when we think of what makes someone a good leader, we usually consider things such as an impressive resume, a rugged good look, intellectual competence, courageous innovation, and impeccable communication skills. Anybody agree with that? When you start looking at a leader, you look for those things, right? Now, those are obviously those are worldly indicators, but hey, we still look for those things, right? You know, there's names like William Wallace and Winston Churchill and Margaret Thatcher, Steve Jobs might come to mind as well for you. But in contrast, God seems rather unimpressed by the things that impress us. You ever notice that? You know, the things that impress us, like, let's just be real. We're impressed when we go from cover to cover, right? Let's just be honest. That's a huge task for some people. I'm not discounting that. But let me just say this, that God isn't impressed by what you can read cover to cover unless it's changed you on the inside. Okay? Now that's not to bring a negative to anybody, but really that's the indication. He's going, hey, what are you doing? And if you're going to read this, then what's going to happen? Something's got to change on the inside. Something has to happen. He's not impressed that you can just go, oh, yeah, that's a great, that I read through the book in a year. I read through the Bible in a year. That's awesome. But let me ask the question again. What did you get out of it? What changes have you seen over the last 365 days? What changes have taken place? You know, and I look at that and I have to ask myself the same question. What changes have taken place as I've been going through the scriptures? Are there things that is my heart growing more and more closer to Him? Am I changing in my attitude? Are there things that, am I a little bit more compassionate than I was last year? Did I have a little bit more love to people than I did last year? Well, hopefully that's the case. Hopefully you're growing and you're becoming what Jesus said is to become more Christ-like, to become more like Him, follow Him in His image. You know, God prefers to find a man or a woman after God's own heart. These are individuals whose greatest strength is humble dependence on God, a humble dependence on Him. You know, this evening I'd like to invite you to your attention to the book of Samuel, chapter 16, verse 4 through 13, and you can find this in the Old Testament. If you need to, use the index, and if you have your Bible app with you, you can turn there as well on your phone or your tablet. We accept all, and you'll find it up on the screen as well. But 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 4 through 13, and as you're turning there, I want to say welcome home. You know, no matter where you are, no matter what you're walking through, we welcome you here. We welcome you home. And I'm glad that you're here tonight because really, you're going to have questions. You're going to have your doubts. You're going to have the things that you're walking through. Maybe you're coming back from, you're returning to your faith of a childhood, and maybe you're not even sure that there is a God. But that's okay because we welcome you here. We're glad you're here because really what I've been praying all week long is that God would reveal His truth to you. That's really the main thing, is that God would reveal His truth to you and that you would hear it and that you would know Him in a more personal way. So as we look at our scripture tonight, as I said, 1 Samuel chapter 16, we're going to look at this. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve Saul?" Now remember what took place here. Saul, God had rejected Saul because of what had taken place in his heart. He basically turned his back on God. He didn't want to hear what Samuel had to say. He has this situation that goes on. He disobeyed him. He thought that in a sacrifice that he was going to be obedient, and really it's the other way around. Obedience is better than sacrifice, as we heard last week. And so the Lord's speaking to Samuel. Samuel's brokenhearted here. And he says, "Hey, how long will you grieve Saul since I've rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons." And Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me." And the Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' And invite Jesse to sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. And you shall anoint him whom I declare to you." Samuel did what the Lord commanded and came to Bethlehem. The elders of the city came to meet him trembling and said, "Do you come peaceably?" And he said, "Peaceably, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." And he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited him to the sacrifice. When they came, he looked at Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him." But the Lord said, "Samuel, do not look on the appearance or on the height of his stature, because I've rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." And then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Then Jesse brought Shema pass by and said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." And Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen these." Then Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" And he said, "There remains yet the youngest, but behold, he's keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and get him, for we will not sit down till he comes here." And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. And the Lord said, "Arise, anointed one, for this is he." And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward, and Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. That's where he was from. He's going back to his hometown.